Hey, what's up? It's your boy Big Game James. I'm here with the musicologist A. Reed, the buff nerd Jay Stoggs, and let's you go. Are in the Chop Shop. We, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all could hear what we hear sometimes before this madness starts, thank God the internet is different than local TV. Again, I'm your boy Big Game James, the musicologist A. Reed, the buff nerd Jay Stoggs. Fellas, welcome to the shop, man.
Welcome.
Yes, man.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Thirsty, yeah.
You could have been anywhere tonight, but you're here in the chop shop.
Yeah. True indeed.
Hey, man. Good to see y'all, fellas.
Y'all, good to see y'all, too, fellas, man. Happy belated Father's Day. To everyone on here right now. And since Father's Day just passed a couple days ago, me and the fellas want to talk about it. We in the shop. And when we're in the shop, we talk about things. Not all things sports all the time. Every now and then, we got to talk about life. And my man A. Reed sent a text message out the other day, and I was like, God damn, that's a good one. He said, let's save it for the shop. So, Father's Day. Why in the hell is Father's Day an afterthought compared to Mother's Day? Fellas, let's talk about it.
Because we don't birth them crumb snatches? That could be it.
But you need what we give to have them crumb snacks.
That's true. I'm just telling you what I don't know, man, because every year, like, I get some good stuff. Like, this is what I got for my daughter the last year. Last year. She gave me a good shirt, you know, and I showed them BGSB. Shirt, huh? Okay. Yeah, that's kind of just becoming our thing. I fear, though, this will be forever what she will give me as a T-shirt.
Oh, because she's here. Because you liked it the 1 year, so she's like, I know what dad likes.
Bro.
Okay, but are you, it's your daughter. You're accepting what your child gives you, because then you know it's a sweet thought that your child decided to give you a gift. So whatever that, it could have been a pair of socks. You were like, thank you, baby.
You know why? Because your kid will say, hey, we got to go to the mall. We got to go here. What do you think
they mom get older?
No. When they get teenagers, what do you think mom will like? And then you go and you know, y'all shop and y'all spend all this time and money for them. You get the card and flowers and candy and all this other stuff. But for them, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, let me go and get this card. And it's Saturday night.
Or Sunday morning.
Or Sunday morning.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right there, dog.
Bro, hold on 1 minute. It's something that, because Mother's Day, when Mother's Day comes around, you see the commercials of Zales and all of this stuff. You know, a kid, you know, give her a kiss begins with K. You know, show her how much you care, and you know they have all these different designs to show your love and whatnot. When Father's Day come around, nigga, they showing Home Depot commercial.
The real talk.
Real shit.
Yeah.
Like we just want a brand new ratchet set, you know?
Yeah.
I want to
get gloves and ties.
Or the Bear paint commercial.
At the
Home Depot.
Look, man.
What the hell?
My asked me, what do you want? I gave her three very specific things. You know, she got not one of them three very specific things. And she got something that the whole family would like and enjoy. And it was it's a very nice gesture. It's something that the family definitely would get down for. But I was like, and I had to break it down today because I wasn't upset. But it was like, listen, It's like, why didn't you really like get excited? I said, because it's not what I wanted. It's something for everybody.
Right.
I want a Father's Day gift. If you ask me, hey, what do you want? Then get it for me. I say it's like on Mother's Day. If you say, hey, you know, I ask you, what do you want for Mother's Day? And I get you and your mama a $50 gift card to Neiman Marcus and be like, all right, happy Mother's Day.
Have at it.
Wow. She's like, oh, well, I guess that's different. So, yeah. They get you what they want to get you.
They do. First and foremost, though, I will say this. I've started to make it easy on my family. I'm Best Buy and I'm Amazon is where I pretty much like to shop. Just give me a gift card to that. We're good. Because like you, Jay, I realized for the last, and Aisha, if you're watching this, baby, I love you. I'm mad at it. It's all good. I enjoyed my gift this year. I enjoyed the dinner that you and Jackson took me to. It was amazing. I've hinted that I wanted a necklace for like the last three major occasions. Anniversary, Christmas, anniversary. Then Father's Day,
there you go.
I ain't got that motherfucker yet. So get it for me. I got to get it myself. I ain't asking for it no more.
Bro,
I'm not asking for it no more. Just give me a goddamn gift card and I'll give you some supplements that'll last me for you know, a couple months. I'm good.
There you go. And there you go. And that's why I wholeheartedly believe in getting your own gifts. Damn that. I believe gift cards, I believe in cash, and I believe in getting your own gift.
Yeah.
Getting your own gift, getting what you want throughout the year. When they say, why'd you get that? Because. And just walk off. Because.
Yeah.
Because I know you ain't going to get it.
And we've gotten specific now. So now we give each other the list. Like, this is my whole thing. And I know it's getting outside of the Father's Day realm. I've been married 23 years. And at the beginning, I used to try to get. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, give yourself. There you go.
A lot of people can't get that long.
Yeah, 23 years we've been together. Been married and been together a lot longer than that. But you know, at the beginning, you try to be sweet and try to be nice and do things and guess what they want. And the first time my wife made the face like, oh, thank you, and took some shit back, I was like, fuck that. You got to tell me what you want, then. I'm not getting, because one, I don't like to be in the street shopping. I don't do malls well.
Man.
I really don't. My big ass, I walk into a woman's store, they all look at me like,
okay, hunty. Man,
what Shaq want up in here?
Okay, hunty. So,
wow. The hunty.
Okay, hunty.
Not the honey, the hunty.
Yeah, man. Father's Day, man. And... my wife
tried. I may have started early reading.
My wife tried to argue with me this on the way home. She's like, look at all those cars. Look how long we had to wait. They do stuff for dads too. I said, well, I ain't talking about you and Jackson. I know y'all do stuff for me. I said, but men get slighted on Father's Day. I don't give a damn what you say.
We do.
Sure.
Man, oh. I wish I could play this clip, but I can't. Have y'all seen the comedian Ali Sadiq talk about Father's Day?
Yes. He's one of my favorites. Out of Houston.
Reed, have you seen it?
I ain't seen that.
I'm gonna check post that, brother, it. Out. I'm gonna post it, but I'm just gonna tell you two. And Jay Stoggs has seen it. And we'll get into the show. Ali Sadiq said that. I don't know how old the stand-up was when he did it, but when he did it, he said a list came out of the top 20 holidays in the United States.
I think that was Domino Effect. Yeah, I think it was that one.
And so Mother's Day, Christmas was number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Mother's Day was number two. What do you think Father's Day was, Reed?
Probably at the bottom. Had to be at the bottom.
That motherfucker was 18.
Wow.
Hey, wow. Halloween was number six. So he said... You mean ghouls and goblins is more important than fathers? And then Arbor Day. Arbor Day was like number 16.
Yeah.
The fuck is Arbor Day?
Yeah, exactly. But hey man, I'm gonna find that clip from Ali Sadiq. I'm gonna send it to you. Anybody else, if y'all haven't seen that, that is a funny brother, man.
Check him out. Straight out of Houston.
He is definitely a comedian on the rise.
We gotta see if we can't get him. Yeah, that dude is
He is, dude.
He's been in it for a minute, though.
Yeah, when I say bust, have your side in stitches and all busted up laughing.
Yeah.
That he does. But needless to say, ladies.
I'm sorry. I don't want to see a commercial on John Deere tractors and lawnmowers.
I feel you, man.
You don't like lawnmowers? You don't like lawnmowers?
You know,
Hey, man. I ain't
buy me one grass in a long time. I go buy me one, dog. Just, you know.
Just think about it. Your wife gonna go to the store. She gonna go to Lowe's or Home Depot and get the wrong motherfucking power tool and lawnmower anyway. So you're just gonna have to take it back.
Now, what I'm gonna do is I figured it out, man. I'm just gonna go get her like some washing powder, some detergent.
Oh,
and be like, I don't want your hands jacked up. Happy Mother's Day. So when you washing these dishes like mothers do, bow.
Jay,
get you some O'Keefe's.
When you get
make sure that you like, subscribe, and that bell.
Hey, and if any of you have room on your sofa next Mother's Day, let Jay Stiles know, because if he gives his wife some Dawn,
yes,
or some Skin So Soft,
man, Skin So Soft is amazing. No,
Skin So Soft keep the mosquitoes away. And the net.
Yes, they do. There you go. I'm just saying, man, hey, you know, it's specifically for her, and it makes her life better. I'm enhancing. I'm elevating. That's what I'm doing.
All right. Elevate.
Elevate. Because I don't want her hard hands on me.
A pair of yellow gloves to wash the dishes. There you go.
Ooh.
Y'all know what that is at the door? The next motherfucking topic.
Please save me.
Hey, man. Anyway, again, man, for all you fathers out there that's doing what you're supposed to be doing, taking care of yours, your household, your little ones, hey, man, appreciate y'all. Keep that up. It's not always easy. You know, everybody not always in the same situation. We all understand that, but as long as you're out there doing your best and making a positive impact on that child's life, hey, that's all that matters. All right, man, moving it along. Here in the chop shop. Something that I saw come up today, and I said I got to take it to the guys because I know our perspective is always going to be a little bit different than mainstream media, and y'all going to keep it all the way 100, even if it's a straight up, I don't give a fuck. Y'all say that. It's okay. I don't care. That's not the question, Jason. I don't care. Your main man, Deuce Dodgers.
Deuce.
Kevin Durant. Who's under the most pressure this year to win a championship?
I don't care.
That's not the question.
You said that's not the question?
I think it's a great question, actually.
Under the most pressure.
They're both the new team. KD came in late last year.
Uh-huh.
Only got 8 games in the regular season and get to the playoffs. Chris Paul gets hurt. But here it is. He leaves another situation again to go to a contender. Similar to maybe what it was in Golden State. Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay, hadn't had help in years, goes to a team that has a defense in place, swears that he's going to be the thing that turns it around. At the end of the day, both of them could, but they not. Both of them not going to have success like they think.
I would say Rodgers, because Rodgers would have the more complete team. Offense, defense, he's coming into a situation where they've pretty much they're set up to win now. Phoenix, even though they do have KD, they got Booker, and then they just traded for Bradley Beal, which I did do a short on that. They still don't have a bench.
Well, obviously they haven't really started yet, so that can be
the Jets built themselves up specifically for this. Aaron Rodgers comes in. They're in win now mode. Like, it's win or go home, pretty much for them. As long as Aaron is there, which would maybe be maybe a year, maybe 2 years. So they're expecting to win that championship.
But see how you said 1-2 years. I think he gets a pass this year. I actually think it's KD, and I think it's actually more pressure because they brought Beal in. That now it's on KD to win, because now you don't have Chris Paul, who's been constantly injured, right? And it's now his team. It really is squarely his team. to take. So I think it's going to be on him more than Douche. Because Douche, like I said, Douche is going to have the excuse of, well, it's a new team. Maybe we're not all, you know, we don't have all the pieces there. And yeah, we have a good defense. And, you know, we're still trying to figure things out. And we just got to get, you know, get it together. Whereas basketball, hey, the reality is you have this quote-unquote big three. Well, no, that's what they call themselves. You got a big three. You get supplemental parts that'll come in. And, you know, just kind of fill out that roster, that shooter or that 3-and-D guy, whatever. Because when you get to the playoffs, your rotation is 7-man deep anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 7-8-man deep. So as long as your starters and that 6-man and 7th-man can keep you afloat while they rest. But so is KD. Because KD hasn't done anything since he left Golden State.
True, true. And it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense what you say. But I think Bill has had his share of injuries. I know KD's had his share of injuries. It's a big question mark. It's a big question mark, a big if of what's going to happen down there in Phoenix. And, I mean, they've just literally blown up as much as they can, the team. I wouldn't have never got rid of Monty. I don't think there was no reason.
No, that was a mistake. That was a mistake.
Because he had players not pulling through and doing their job, and he shouldn't have been fired for that.
Yeah, they messed up on that.
Yeah, so I mean, you know,
you don't think so, Jay? You think Monty Williams deserved to be fired?
I don't think he deserved to be fired, but I know that something had to change because here's the issue. As much of a great coach as he is, he was starting to get that Doc Rivers feel. Like, he's a great coach, but he can't really do anything in the playoffs. And I'm gonna say it like this: the beginning of the end was when, and I know you're gonna say, "Oh, bringing them up, yeah." When they lost to the Mavs, that was not supposed to happen.
Yeah,
not with that roster.
Yeah,
and so now you got eyes on your coach. Like,
well, I won't argue that. But I'm gonna argue the person you picked though. If you're done, my bad. I didn't mean to cut y'all. Sorry.
You did, but I'm just saying. You did, but I look, Douche Dodgers is not gonna have that. He'll have scrutiny, but the question was who will have the most between the two, and it's KD.
I think it's Aaron Rodgers, and the reason is last Super Bowl he won was 2010, 13 years ago.
Yeah,
and he's supposed to be the best quarterback according to a lot of people. I'm not saying y'all said this, but if you listen to some of the so-called experts on ESPN and Fox.
He's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
The hairline right here.
In 13 years, that's Aaron Rodgers is not going
I said
to
it. From
genetics.
I said it.
It's genetics. He can't help that. Well, I guess he could because he could get some hymns. But I'm just saying, man, look. It's...
I guess to go to the button, damn it.
I let Mr. Bosley, folks.
I'm just saying. I mean, he got a 12 in.
Hey.
Four fingers. If you fitting,
work.
That's it. Four fingers, four head.
What of my head? What of
now, game, you're doing it to yourself. Now, if you had a hairline, you would have a forehead. You have a forehead if you had a hairline.
My cousin say it all the time. Fuck you, bitch. Oh, MJ, that's your favorite word. Nah, man, but real talk. KD's under pressure. Because he has to win without Steph, you know, because everybody's going to call it what it is of those two championships he won and with Golden State, even though he did the things he did. But to me, it's Aaron Rodgers all day long, because here it is. You make this demand. You get traded. You get your pick. With the team you pick, they trade you to. You even bring some of your pieces with you. You haven't won anything in a long time.
Oh,
it's put up or shut up right now.
But, dude.
Point blank period to me.
Think about the players that KD has had and he's played with, the superstars, right? Westbrook, Superstar.
All-star.
Couldn't make it.
All-star.
All-star. Yeah. Come on. We established this on the show. Russ is all-star. Okay.
Keep going.
Russ is all-star.
James Harden.
I mean,
all-star.
James Harden is definitely an all-star.
Kyrie.
And he was a sixth man.
All-star.
Superstar.
No. Kyrie's
no,
a superstar.
No, Kyrie's superstar. My bad.
Kyrie's a superstar.
Kyrie's a superstar. Couldn't win with him, right? He goes to Golden State. He plays with a superstar and an all-star, right? Some all-stars. There you go. You get your championship, right? Like I said, we play with Kyrie. Now you with Chris Paul, Devin Booker, who are all-stars. I mean, dude, he's played with some formidable players, but yeah, that part.
Just couldn't get over that hump, buddy.
Man.
Here's a real question I have. Do you think he will win a championship before he is done?
KD?
Yes.
One more?
Ooh.
At least yes. One more?
Well, at least one more.
He up there in age, man.
Yes.
Jay, it depends on what this offseason looks like for Phoenix, because it has to be with this team now. I don't think he can go anywhere else and do it. I think it has to be with this squad. And Denver's not gonna bow out for these fools. That's what people don't understand to me.
No.
You just discount Denver altogether? Come on, bro. So no.
Yeah. You don't think so? Okay.
Where my Jeopardy music at?
This dude, why are he trying to find out? What you think, Reed?
I mean, it makes sense. I think this Phoenix stop is his last stop, man. I don't know where else either he's gonna win one in Phoenix or it's over, man. I mean, he's went from what, OKC,
to Golden State, to Brooklyn, to Phoenix.
Okay, he's been in the league how many years now?
Ooh,
what? 11, 12, at least.
Yeah,
look that up.
You know, unless a super great situation pops up, I don't see him.
Damn, 15 seasons.
See?
Yeah.
Damn. So how much longer do you really think that KD gonna play, man? So this is gonna be, I think this is last stop.
Oh man, wow. And I mean. And here's a great question. In the last three seasons, KD has played 137 games.
Hurt.
In the last three seasons.
That's what I'm saying. KD got injury issues. Bill has had some injury issues.
I'm going to say this, dog. Since y'all put it in respect, that's been a year. It's now or never. Can they win one? Can they put the right team together? If he can stay healthy, and I hate saying that word when I say yes, they can. I hate going, they can win if they stay healthy. It's like, shit, if and buts is candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
It's always that big ass if. It's always that big ass if. If they can stay healthy. If.
Dude, I don't know if it's from Georgia or from Oakland where you get, or Vegas where you get the Nevada. Texas. I don't know where you get these saying.
I got that from somebody that's from Texas, dog.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And butts were candy and nuts.
We'd all have a Merry
Christmas. We'd all have a Merry Christmas. Well, that's how the cow eats the cabbage.
But if they. But.
Yeah. If it was a spliff, we'd all be hot, right?
Real something shit. Like that. So, oh, man.
Real shit.
Boy, I don't know. KD got to get it done now, dog. He's got to get it done now. Yeah. If he's going to win another one, if he doesn't win it this year, it's not going to happen.
This is his final contract?
Well, I'm just saying, just shit, Father Time is undefeated. And you just said, you just stated how many games he's played in the last 3 years.
Yeah. That's your
37. Hey.
Big game. Big game. I don't see it happening.
You don't see it at all?
I think he's got 3 seasons left on this contract. I think it was a four-year contract. I think that's what we looked at. So that's what I'm saying. I think, yeah, you're right. This is it for him. If not now, Never. And like you said, Denver's there. LA is trying to make moves, and they believe that they should be there. And what they've done over this past season, and how they beat Phoenix. And I never can count out Golden State. So I mean, yeah, man, it's in Sacramento. If Sacramento can figure it out,
that young team, in a seven game series, get some experience, man. They're gonna be dangerous, so they can keep that core together. Yeah.
So the West is dangerous. The West is dangerous.
Golden State look like it's gonna be shaking up here soon.
Speaking of Golden State,
what's up, Wallace?
My next question falls into that team. We know that Draymond, Jay Stocks and I talked about it last night on Big Game Sports Buzz. Draymond has opted out of his player option. And, that's $27
million. $27.5 million.
He's opting out. I don't know who the hell else is going to give him that money. We talked about that last night. But, and then Klay's up a year later. What's the more viable piece for the Golden State Warriors? Draymond Green or Klay Thompson? Who is more important?
Mm. Well, let me ask you this first. Who's a more consistent player? Is it Draymond or is it Klay?
Neither.
They both kind of been hurt the last couple of years.
I mean, I know hurt, but I'm saying consistent in what they do.
Well, I mean, Draymond's been consistently kicking people in the nuts, so he good at that. Oh, he hasn't? Oh, he has.
He stepped on his chest. He didn't kick him in the nuts.
He wanted to step on his nuts. He wanted to step on his nuts, though. He wanted to. He missed because he old.
Stomped in the name of love.
Arkells. He probably will sign with Draymond. You know why? Because nobody else will want that hit.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. I wouldn't be surprised if Draymond signs with the Lakers.
That's the team I said last night, too.
Him and LeBron are actually cool. They are actually good friends.
But if they the Lakers take on Draymond Green, they now cannot keep Austin Reeves. That $90 million contract they supposedly want to give him. Or that
So supposedly they are talking about upping the tax and the cap in the NBA. They're talking about it.
I've heard about that.
There are rumors that they're going to do that this season.
It shall be interesting then to see. Me personally, and Jay Stiles, like I said, my boy B Green came on the show last night in the comments and said Draymond accounts for about 15 of Steph's points a game. And, you know, looking at some highlights today when they were talking about things on some of the sports shows, sure hell enough, Draymond was dropping dimes and throwing things, and he was damn near right on when he said about the point percentage. So he does some of the things that makes the game a lot easier for Steph Curry, as far as like being able to stay out, run off a screen, setting those hard screens, going to get those rebounds. And like I said, I guess when you take a step back and don't try to put all the value on the scoring aspect and look at the other things he does in the game for them, that's a bigger – he's a bigger piece than I gave him credit for. And I'll be the first one to admit when I'm wrong for a second. I'll still try to figure out how to be right at one point in time. But on this one, I was wrong in some of the things I said about Draymond, and he plays a bigger part than I gave him credit for the more I thought about it after seeing a couple things and having a couple different people break things down for me.
But that's on the floor. We're talking about off the floor. You know, on the bench. I mean, look.
Trey Jordan Poole. Huh?
You just signed him, though. Okay, and here's the question. Here's the question. Do you want to pay for the present now and possibly lose the future? Or do you want to go ahead and say, look, we're just not – I know what he's done. But we can get someone that could possibly do some of the things, not all, but some of the things he does. Hmm. But we know with Poole, he's our future.
Is he, though? Because they put an AP.
Poole ain't the damn future.
They put an AP.
Poole ain't the future.
Poole stops this damn postseason, man.
throwing up them damn shots like he's Steph Curry. Dog, you ain't Steph, man. You not Steph.
I mean, Klay wasn't Klay, but hey, he was still there, wasn't he? Klay wasn't Klay.
Yeah, but Klay did more than Poole did.
What he bring to the team? Yeah, I mean, we definitely see that Wallace did, you know, they resigned because of what he brings to the team, but it again, it becomes a question of, and I'm not saying, look, Poole may feel a certain kind of way where he says, you know what, if you sign him back, knowing the type of person he is, and it's just awkward for me,
he did give him
that I'll team. Leave. And you can say, you know what, lose Poole. All right, then what do you have backing up Steph and Klay?
Somebody you draft with the 17th pick. I forget what the hell they got.
17, look, man, let's be real. After 10,
I don't know.
After the 10th pick, bro, they not them dudes. I'm sorry. They not them guys.
Hey, man. Interesting to see. But I know if it came down to me, first I said I'm keeping Klay.
Now I'm just Stoggs audio.
Stoggs, we can't hear you.
Uh-oh.
The buff nerd is doing sign language.
Uh-oh.
Nothing. So, Reed, what would you do, man, out of the two?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Out of who? Draymond or Klay?
Yeah.
You could
check.
It's very hard. There we go. That's very hard because they both kind of bring something. They both kind of bring something to the table. I feel like you can get a player.
That part, Wallace.
Like y'all was saying, you can get somebody that can possibly do some of the things that Draymond does. To me, I think Klay is an excellent shooter, but I think Klay can be a hit or miss.
Lately, and he hadn't been the same since the injury, dog. You know, I'll call a spade a spade. I know I've tried to argue that before, and that, yeah, it is what it is. You're right.
So, could you give up Klay and maybe get somebody who's maybe a more consistent shooter at this point in time? Maybe so. I like what he was saying. They might trade Poole if they want to resign him. I mean, it's a number of things, but that's. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting.
I don't think you keep.
It's gonna eventually split up.
No, it's one or the other. I agree with y'all. And what
it's Wallace gonna eventually said. Split up. It is. Yeah. I don't know which direction they're gonna go, but it's about to split up.
Well, I mean, they the all keep like Dunleavy Jr., the new GM, is now saying that, you know, hey, we need to have Draymond. He's the heart and soul of the team, and we definitely want him and want him back. And so Poole has got to be sitting back like, you know, this dude punched me in my face.
Well, hey, can we just say what it is? That's Poole's fault. Because I would have fought Draymond Green every day for at least a month, whether I won or lost. Every day you see me on site, there's going to be some punches thrown. Dude,
but you're professionals. You're professionals.
Okay.
If it's in the streets, I get it. If it's in the streets, I get it. If it's in a parking lot, I get it.
Yeah, but
not
but,
on the court. Not
you
doing
sucker punch me in the chin in practice.
I understand what you're saying, but at the end of the day, y'all are grown men.
You're right.
At the end of the day, you're a grown man. And sometimes it's that grown man gotta come out and you gotta show your ass.
If he talking noise, that's it. He getting you? Hey, he getting you. He talking noise. He ain't putting no hands on you, whatever. But Draymond said. But
y'all who never, did? Y'all never got in a fight with
Oh, you saying with the teammate? Okay, my bad. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I get in a fight.
You never got in a fight with a teammate?
Yeah.
He put hands on you first, right?
Yeah. Huh? They told me like I'm crazy and this shit went down, dog. Hey, I can take a whole lot. Don't just disrespect me, dog. Fuck it. It is what it is, man. You go down.
Yeah, dog. Once you get respect, that disrespect comes. Say, dog.
You think y'all really get another player close to what Draymond brings? Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know.
That's why he said, while it's not everything, but some things. You got to pick and choose. You got to pick and choose what you're going to live with and what you're going to live without.
I mean, if I get someone that can rebound and defend. Now, maybe they can't pass like he can, because I'll tell you, Draymond, he can pass. All right, he's a big man, quote-unquote big man. Someone down low that can pass. But if I can get somebody else that, you know, won't be suspended for a text or kick people in ding-dings, hey, that's a good trade-off. That's a good trade-off. Because some say that is the reason why, you know, they lost that series because he was.
But the NBA did that shit because they wanted LeBron to win anyway, man. Go on with that bullshit.
Come on, man. You can't go around kicking people in the ding ding on TV and think it's okay.
Man, you going all the way back to 2016 on some bullshit, Jay. Dude. It is what it is. He did some shit.
He did it to what's that boy name in OKC and from Australia. He did it to him. He's just a ding ding kicker, man. I can't respect you if you're a ding ding kicker, bro. Do something else.
Wear a cup.
How many rings he got? Four?
Cup? You ever try to play basketball with a cup?
Man, I couldn't even play football in a cup, so I know I couldn't play basketball in one.
I don't know. It sucks.
My nuts is fair game. I am not wearing nobody's cup.
Man, they used to pass out reused fucking jock straps and cups. Expecting you to wear it. I'm not wearing it. This should have been on somebody else's nuts, bro. Come on.
Hold on, man.
Doing that?
What the hell you been when you had a reused jock strap?
No, I'm talking about when you when I was playing with middle school, high school ball, when I was handing out jerseys and shit like that, or handing out all your equipment and stuff. They want to hand you those. And I'm like looking at the jock like, dog, I'm not, no. I don't want this jock strap. No, I'm not.
Man, you better go up to Walmart and get your jock strap, bro.
Boy,
that's funny.
And they don't even, I think they just do compression shorts now. I ain't even seen nobody sell jock straps no more.
Yeah, you do compression shorts and they got a little pocket in there. Bloop, put it in. I mean, baseball.
I had old school, got it.
Baseball is different. I'm from old school too. You had your ass out, the straps on your legs, and your nuts in the middle. Jockstrap. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I just never had to share one.
You know, big game, they wore two straps on their face mask. That's where he come from, man. Two straps. Full face go.
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to say something?
Yeah,
you can't get it though.
You don't know. You like the goddamn Dr. Doolittle. This is my boy Sherman looking ass.
Oh,
whatever, man. Mr. Peabody, shut up.
Friday night at 8.
He had the one bar. He had two bars.
You trying to say I had, what about that damn T-bone back in the day?
Wait.
That T-bone face mask was nasty, dog.
I understand how dudes did that shit, man. Come right here in the middle.
Bruh, that's why all they noses be flat, man.
People are watching this show for the first time. They're like, damn, big game look good for being 60 something. Listening to Jay Stars play. Some of a bitch. All right, man. Anyway, so Golden State Warriors, y'all get that shit figured out, man. Good luck. But what happens is, it's a dumpster fire. I think Draymond, like I said last night, I think he still gives the Warriors a chance to sign him back. He just wants to see if he can get a little bit more money, but I don't see how it happened. You know, I just
from who and from where? That's the real question.
Moving along.
Moving along. Ding dong.
NBA draft is tomorrow.
Ooh.
And this is just something that I thought about it. I could be totally wrong. Y'all correct me if I am.
Miss B in the building.
Oh, damn. Where your ass is, Miss B? We ain't seen you since you was knee high to a grasshopper.
What up, Miss B?
She about to come with a comment. Y'all get ready.
She going to say something about either Cam Newton or Trey Young or Desmond Ritter. Some trash shit we even young. Talking about.
Trash Young.
Damn. All right, NBA draft, NFL draft. Is it me or does it seem like the NFL draft is way more hyped up than the NBA draft?
Yes.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yes.
So,
yes,
it is. Y'all are basketball fans. Do you get excited for the NBA draft even? Do you get excited for it?
The past couple ones I haven't, man, because...
Real quick.
Oh.
And we talked about this last night, game, was the fact that they're like 19. So you've only seen them maybe for 2 years. You may have seen them in a McDonald's.
Right.
And then you will see them in 1 year of college, and that's about it. Or because no one watches D League or G League or whatever it's called, Ignite or whatever. So
Ignite is the team in the G League, dog.
That okay, keep. Whatever, man. You know,
I'm just trying to help you know what the hell you're talking about. Don't get an attitude with me.
Okay, whatever. But no, man. It's...
Hey, man, we can square up right now, man.
What? You waiting for the football season to come? Tired of hearing about predictions? Like, why? Because you knew the Falcons are trash.
Hey, Miss B, here's something you can take to the bank. The Falcons will not win the NFC South.
Major Adams is not as good. It's your career.
I did the soundbite for you. There you go.
Who's taking the South? You better not say the Bucks. That's all I know.
I honestly think, I mean, right now the favorite going in is the Saints.
Yes.
The Saints are the favorite going in.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe the NFC South is just as open this year as it was last year. So realistically, the Falcons do have a chance to win it. Only team that don't have a chance is Carolina. They may.
I was about to say, what about Carolina?
Their defense is good enough, but I think it's a lot asking Bryce Young. We'll see. We will see.
Man, he's your day one starter though. They say he's the real deal. He is
number one overall pick, dog. You got him or Andy Dalton? Who you gonna start?
Him. And I love Andy Dalton. I do. Nah, man. Red Rider,
Cincinnati. Love Andy Dalton, not Andy Dalton of the Panthers.
Not Andy of the Cowboys.
Listen, you and Miss B, man, y'all be on that stuff sometimes, bro.
I love
because y'all got Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier that y'all trying to make up a running back name for the backfield.
Hey, Bijan Robinson in college, he's the truth. I just want to say, here's my issue with Texas running backs. They're great in college, but does it translate to the NFL?
Ricky Williams. That's real, though.
Ricky Williams.
He's probably like the last one to do that, though. Real talk.
Hey, shout out Miss B with the super chat. Yes, we appreciate
it. Already.
Put that up on the screen now. So we talk about
this. Yes, sir. I got you, man.
Yes,
stop
sir.
It.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Win yourself. Stop the cap. Take that to the bank. Okay. All right. Hey, look, Miss B, I know your heart is where your heart is.
There you go.
You got to pull for him. Yeah, you got to pull for him because that's your squad. Trust me. As a lifelong Cowboys fan, I pull for my squad, but I'm also a realist. I'm a realist.
Falcon. Have you seen her? Have you seen her? That's what they're going to be talking about the Falcons.
Have you seen her?
But it's going to be interesting. I just want good games out of the South because there were not good games coming out of the NFC South last year.
Jay. And I hate this.
That's enough.
Never mind. I'm not even gonna go there, man. Two years ago, what did we call the NFC East, man? What did we call the NFC East?
I don't know. What do we call it? NFC East.
The NFC Least.
Oh my god. That's been decades.
No, it wasn't decades. 2 years
decades ago.
You got
decades ago when you played.
Philly went to the Super Bowl last season. Season before that, they got their ass beat in Tampa by the Buccaneers in the playoffs. The Cowboys were the only team that was halfway okay. and y'all still was what my man say on Instagram. Trash, straight trash.
Oh, we will, Wallace.
Oh, the energy will be there because y'all will not be in the play.
We will. Trust.
I mean, dude, look, this is gonna be a one and done for the NFC South. And so it was so good beating the Bucks. It was so awesome. So it was so fantastic. It's not enough, but it was so great.
I'm betting what, and I'm glad that that made your whole season.
It did.
That's the only thing that the Cowgirls had to talk about this entire season.
See, now you're upset. Now you're upset.
I'm not mad.
Cowgirls. You are mad because that's the only thing. The Cowgirls. See, that's what it is, man. You know, it's the mentality, but I love it.
I'm gonna just be quiet because I could say something, but I know both of y'all are just gonna come back with the championship bullshit. So I'm gonna just leave it alone. I'm gonna just leave it alone.
What is it, dog? What is it, man?
You know, he's talking about this, that, and the third. It's so good that they, you know, beat you, whatever. I mean, Cincinnati clearly went further than both of you guys' teams, but yet y'all two do have the championships.
Man,
that's what it is. You know, that's the only argument
I know you're not talking about letdown. Boy, you want to talk about the biggest letdown ever, and you know what I'm talking about. Super Bowl.
23. Y'all should have won this. Wallace,
he know
the down year.
On a down year.
What did I say to you at the beginning of the season, game? What did I tell you? What did I say?
I don't know.
What did I say? At you?
I don't remember.
Oh, really? CT. Look. I said to you when they lost in the NFC Championship, and I said, that dude Brady looks beat the hell up.
Yeah, you did. I said,
he's done.
You called
like,
it.
He needs to retire right now. Because if he don't, it's going to be hard days ahead of him. And true to my word, because I am the I told you so guy.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened? You tell me. What happened, Big Game?
Brady got old. Offensive line was hurt. Man, we had two key components on O-line going for the whole season. We lost.
He was underthrowing receivers. Stop it. He was underthrowing receivers.
He had people in his face and had his legs. He had pressure on him.
He had no pressure on him.
Brady was sitting back there wide open throwing ducks.
Not wide open. Yes. On some of them throws, he was. On some of the throws, he was, man. It happens to everybody.
Put that up.
I lost it. I deleted it. Oh, you got it. Okay.
I got you, Wallace.
You're correct. We haven't been back to a championship since 96. But you know what happened in that conference championship? We won a Super Bowl. Gentlemen, last time you were in a Super Bowl, what'd y'all do? Or a conference championship, what'd y'all do? Or the last time you won a Super Bowl, when did that happen?
All right, wait.
I can't stand people like that. That's their only fucking argument. And, you know what I'm saying? What's the only argument that they had?
It's not an argument. An argument means that you have another valid point of view.
They're going back generations.
You see what I'm saying? They're going back little decades and shit. This is 2023, and he want to go back to 96.
That's what it is, yeah. The only number you need to know is five. Five. You know what that is, right? You don't, because you got zero.
The amount of times we're going to kick your ass. Five. That's what that is.
You don't know where I live.
Yeah. Right. But Google's a mother lover.
Let's stay in the present. We're talking about the NBA draft and why nobody watches it because no one knows who these people are.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's why.
One of my boys, man, he's a big basketball guy. Shout out to my boy, Carp. And he's like, "Ooh, yeah, one more day to draft."
Yeah.
And when I saw him do that, that's what made me think about this. I was like, you know what? Carp acts like, you know, he gets excited for the NBA draft, the way mm-hmm. we get excited for the NFL draft. And I was like, but I'm a basketball fan. I love basketball. I want to see
who are you though? Get. Does that make you question if you are a true basketball fan because you're not as hype?
Yeah. I'm like, I love basketball. Why am I not excited about the draft?
Again, because you don't know who these guys are.
Or you already know who they're going to pick because they already leaking it out there and shit, pretty much.
Look, Wallace, my favorite color is petty. So understand that. That's my favorite color.
Wallace, it's hard to troll a troll. You know, Jay Styles is only like 4'3".
That's funny.
Schmeagle looking at him.
That's funny. I don't know why you talking, Reed. We're the same height. That's funny, man.
No, actually, I'm not. We're not the same height, buddy.
Dude, I'm 5'10", 3/4". So I don't know what you're talking about. What, you 5'11" and 1/4"? You ain't 6'4".
We're not the same height. So we're not the same height. Okay. You 5'10", I'm 5'11". I'm 6 foot on motherfucking
I'm 5'11", though. I round up. I'm 5'11". We round down on you, so that's 5'11". So we 5'11". Anybody told Big Game? Hey, nobody told Game to be like 6'8". Nobody told him that.
I'm only 6'3", dog.
The guy's like, I'm only 6'3", dog. So how?
My dad was 6'5". My mom is a
man. And here's the thing: Game always take pictures where he looked taller. I hate that. He it's the Chuck Norris effect.
What you tell? I am taller than you.
Big Game out there tearing up ACLs and shit. Dog, that dude was in pain, dog. I was watching that dude, dog. That dude was in pain, dog. I don't know.
That was Tony Graziani, man. He played in the NFL for a little while. Whoa, yeah, up in Eugene, Oregon. I had that ass, man. Sorry.
He said, sorry.
Hey, it's funny because like, we both played. He was the quarterback for the Philadelphia Soul when I was playing arena football for the Dallas Desperados. And he was like, hey, man, I remember you tore my knee up in college. I said, man, I didn't mean to, but it sure gave us a better chance of winning that game when your ass left. Nah, I mean, if you see the highlight.
Original hurt gate. I know, bro.
I came through the line. I wrapped up. Came down, knee, up on a knee. Hey,
and then the very next scene, you see the dude was in the ground. I was laughing. I said, damn.
That's messed up, Reed. That dude, that, come on, man.
He wasn't laughing at the injury. He was just laughing at the reaction, man.
He was laughing at that injury, bro.
He's not like a Cowboys fan.
Oh, there you go. There you Sorry. Go.
I'm in Jacksonville.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Man.
Jacksonville Jaguars fans are assholes.
It's Philly.
They flipped me to Philly. Ooh. No,
you already talked about how bad Philly is.
They threw batteries at us, man.
Because they're in Philly. They don't like being there and they're trapped. They're trapped.
Speaking of trap, shout out to Dieter and Ricky T. Two birds, one show. Y'all check them out.
Trapped. They can't get out.
Oh, shoot.
It's like Katrina.
Hey, man. Well, shit. We're going to keep this party moving, man. We talked about the NBA.
That was wrong. I apologize.
It is what it is. I'll probably watch like the first 20 minutes of it tomorrow. I'll at least watch till my Hawks pick. And then
I want to see what the Mavs do. That's probably about it.
At number 10, we tank for 10.
Yeah. That's it. I heard they may not even get it. I don't know.
That's right. They trying to trade it away for a vet.
Trade the pick. Yeah. Hey, why is it the same like the Mavericks are the kings of trading away first round draft picks? Like they just
because the front office is stupid.
Okay, I do give Nico a pass because Nico kind of came into a fucked up situation.
He did. No. He did.
No.
Yes, no. He did. Yes, he did.
Listen,
yes,
he if did. Nico is supposed to have all these connections and all these players and all this blue, blue, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but Nico wasn't there. Nico wasn't there signing them sorry ass contracts.
He signed Kyrie. Johnson
giving these people.
He signed Kyrie.
Kyrie's a free agent. He tried to help y'all this year with that signing. That wasn't a long term
deal. Fucking superstar, really?
And did we make the playoffs?
Y'all chose that shit.
Really?
Y'all chose
and Nico thing. Was a part of that. Just think about
that. Was he there for Dwight Powell? Was he there for Every other dude that's been on this before.
No. No. But you know who he did trade? Brunson. Actually, no, he didn't trade Brunson. Brunson left. But could he have gotten him? Yes. Yes, he could have. Yep.
He
could
have kept Brunson. He wanted to play with his godfather, dog. That shit was not godfather already.
His actual father. I get that. But the Hardaway Jr. Here's the thing, though. No, the trade that sent Dinwiddie, that didn't make no sense. That didn't make any sense at all.
For Kyrie.
The best defensive player you got on the squad, the guy who can actually handle the ball, who can shoot. I mean,
y'all see the video of Dinwiddie getting his ankle broke by the young Asian kid?
Yes. Nigga put it between his legs and everything. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Do you think Lillard gets traded?
Wallace, I think it's up to Lillard. If he wants to go, I think they'll do their due diligence to help him out. But I don't think like Portland's just looking to get rid of Dame. I don't think they're looking to get rid of him. And I think Dame being loyal is going to kick him in his ass later on in life when he's done playing the game. If he stays up. Because there's not enough of Portland to bring in and build and put around him to make them a contender. And in the West, like Jay Stock just talked about all the teams in the West, Portland can't compete in the West.
Yeah.
But I think him seeing Beal, because he signed after Beal signed for Washington. And I think he kind of looked at it like, you know what? Yeah, loyalty. But you know what? He's been very quiet since the Beal trade.
But they said he's been in the front office, in the meeting rooms with them preparing for the draft, who they talking about getting, who they looking at bringing in. They said that he's playing a big part in this whole process, man. And if to me, as a player, if you sit in on GM conversations on who they plan on bringing in, you don't plan on going nowhere. And like I said, they can use you in South Beach.
But you know what? I think that's a mistake. I don't think players should be sitting in making those decisions.
I do not necessarily think they make the decisions, but I think if you have a veteran player like Dame Lillard and you want to keep him happy, you just let him know what you're thinking and talking about. Now, does he?
Yeah, but you can say, oh, I like that player.
So you don't think that?
I like
you don't think your star player should be able to make suggestions of who he might want to play with?
They can make suggestions, and I quotes, air quotes, but look at what LeBron did with LA and who he brought in and what happened there. Exactly that part. That part right there. Dang. Just because you may be a great player.
Was that really LeBron? Okay. Do we know that?
How about Michael Jordan?
What'd he do?
Nothing. And he was the owner in Charlotte. And Washington.
Charlotte was a shit show under Jordan.
Okay, and what happened in Washington? He was there as basketball operations. He could have definitely they're deferring to him. Hey, what you think, Air Mike? What do you think, Air Jordan? Trash. You could be a great player and a horrible front office person. Wayne Gretzky's another one.
Isaiah Thomas.
Another one. You know, I feel like DJ Khaled. It's another one. This is another one.
Another one.
We're the best.
I'm the best.
I'm global now.
But not the squad.
That's just annoying.
Terrible. It's just terrible, though. Terrible.
Now, Reed, you the musicologist. DJ Khaled take a great talent and make it all about him when he starts Are We the Best and all the ad-libs and stuff that he throws into the music he produces? Does it just kill Puffy. What he actually can do with the beat?
Puffy.
Okay, for one, he's not a producer.
That's not him putting all that shit together?
No, that's other people putting that shit together. Okay. He's not a fucking producer. He's a DJ.
Oh, okay. I got to ask, dog. I'm trying to be educated. Oh shit. Yeah. The Buff Nerd is making faces at you, A-Ree.
He ain't no producer. I'm not that I know of.
I'm gonna have to go look at them credits though, because I'm pretty sure he is the one.
He got a lot of production credits.
He's getting a lot of production credits.
That motherfucker ain't no producer. If you really think that he's producing them kind of records, I doubt that shit.
Just like Puffy?
I doubt that shit. Puffy don't produce that damn shit. Puffy got people.
But he's a producer.
He has Stevie J.
But the fact that he gets on those records, the fact that he has his name there, that he can get on those records and speak on them and all that other stuff, he'll get his credits for that. You know what I'm saying? Which makes it a production credit somewhat. But is he actually sitting there? He makes compilation fucking discs. That's what he does. He pulls an artist over here, get this guy to produce this record, this, and puts a compilation disc together. Then he signs his name on it, DJ Khaled, such and such and such and such, featuring 30 fucking different artists.
Yeah. Is that not a producer?
We the best. Shit's what?
You put people together to do the things that you need. You can have a beat maker. You can have a person that writes lyrics. But that's a producer, right? I don't necessarily have to be a music person per se, but I can produce.
Executive producer is different than a producer.
I understand
executive that. Executive producer,
he's putting things together. I think he's doing the executive producing. When I say producing, I'm talking about the guys that are sitting there literally making those beats
on the drum machine and everything else.
They're making those beats. They're doing the production to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, that artists can get on there and do what they need to do. I think he's getting those executive production credits. We'll just say, you see what I'm saying?
No. Mm-hmm. All right.
He just puts a stamp on it.
Whoa! And at the door right now, y'all.
Who's at the goddamn door?
What gotta go?
Okay.
Everyone hates this.
Why do you hate this so much? Why do you hate this so much? Every time we do one, gotta go. Look at his face, dude. Why is it stupid?
Hey, man, we think it's a long time for the other one, and you still can't be on board with it. We're gonna start removing your ass from the stream when we do one gotta go. We'll bring your ass back for the Would You Rather. Because Reed probably gonna have us fighting another animal for money tonight.
No.
All right, one gotta go.
I'm looking at my son weird. You better rock them high heels, boy.
Oh, single ladies having that.
Oh, y'all sick.
All right. Put all that shit to the left. To the left.
One gotta go. Sandlot, Little Giants, Mighty Ducks, or Space Jam. One gotta go.
That's easy.
Sandlot, Little Giants, Mighty Ducks. Or Space Jam.
That's a great question, Wallace. I'm gonna put that up there while he's thinking. Is a GM bad when drafting top talent, or is it a player, or is it the player that makes the GM look bad when they can't make it on the next level? That's a good question.
So why is a player successful at one level and can't turn it over at the higher level?
Because
in the GM, the scouting department, and the coaching staff is fucking up.
Because they draft on the potential. You draft on the potential of what this guy's going to be.
That's all you can do, Reed. Because your stats at Sam Houston State compared to the stats of someone at Alabama, even if the numbers are identical or the same, it's a different level of talent that you play against. The competition is different. So it can't be held at the same standard. So at the end of the day, bigger school, smaller school, whatever it is, you want to see the more talented players play against each other so you have a better idea of how it transitions to the higher level, especially football-wise, but still you never really know. So all you have is the potential.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long shot, man. It was like, oh, man, this boy, yeah, he has some good film. He out in Nevada. We don't know what the hell he's doing. God damn, he whipping all pros ass in practice. This shit, he can go. You just never know.
You just never know. But I'm going to go with the Mighty Ducks for me.
Jay Stoggs, no? What say you, sir?
Little Giants. Come on. Let's get out of here with this, man. The Mighty Ducks.
You gonna get rid of the annexation to Puerto Rico?
Bro, first of all, how many Mighty Ducks movies were there?
Shit, too many.
Okay, then. How many Little Giants movies were there?
One.
One. Let's move it the fuck along, bro. Hey, come on, man. The Sandlot is what it is. The Sandlot is the Sandlot is the Sandlot. Ain't nobody touching that, right? What was the other one?
Space Jam.
Really? Yeah. Really?
The
really?
First Space Jam. We ain't talking about LeBron. The first Space Jam.
Classic.
I would still take the LeBron Space Jam over the Lil Giant.
Fuck no.
You crazy.
Over the Lil Giant? Man, you tripping.
Lil Name Giant. Two characters from Lil Giants. Two. Exactly. You see how you thinking right now? Ah, you buffering. Are you buffering? Is your internet going?
You want me to know character names just to tell you I know? Yeah,
because
you got Rick Moranis is the nerdy brother coach, and you got Al Bundy.
What's his name?
You got Al Bundy is the coach.
Yeah,
you know why? You know why he's saying it? You know,
because the Cowboys lost to the Little Giants.
That's why.
That's why he don't like the motherfucking movie.
That's why.
Because the Cowboys lost to the goddamn Giants.
To the fucking Giants.
That's not the only.
You would have loved that shit if it was called the Little Cowboys, and y'all won.
That sounds weird. That sounds weird anyway, Little Cowboy. And you love that. Little Cowgirls.
Because it'd be perfect. You'd be like, I'm Jay Stoggs, the Little Cowboy.
Oh, wow. That's why you wore two. That's why you had two straps on your face, man. Big mother. Big old ass. I hate you, right? Man, I hate it here. Oh, my. I hated him.
Oh, shit. Little Giants was classic, man. That little boy was trying to catch that damn ball, man, and he had that stickums right there, and he couldn't get that shit on that shit. Right. Just his ass.
Reed, I'm right there with you, man. I'm getting rid of Mighty Ducks. I like Knuckle Puck, and that's like the only part of that movie I like. It's cool. Mighty Ducks.
Ken Thompson was in there, bro. Like, I mean, come on. Emilio Estevez. Bro, I mean, come on, man. What are y'all doing here?
You ain't seen Emilio Estevez since.
I don't have to. All he has to do is just do that. Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Great franchise. Little Giants ain't no franchise.
All right, man. Would you rather's at the door? Would you rather watch a Cowboys game with Jay Stoggs or not in my
Hey, I got good wings, so come on through.
Yeah.
Wings and fries.
Hey, man, I need to go over that side of town and go to Maple Cone again.
Dude, waffle and cone is what we had some Mondays, matter of fact.
Yeah. God damn, that's good, y'all.
It was fantastic.
Hey, Reed, have you heard of that place? What's it called, J-Star?
It's called Waffle and Cone.
Waffle and Cone. You heard of that, Reed?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Hey, man,
I'm not in GP anymore.
Waffle Cone. They fill that shit with a little fried chicken bite. Then you put whatever kind of sauce you want.
Chicken and cone. Sorry, it's called chicken and cone.
Yeah. So you got chicken and waffles,
yeah,
basically, but it's a cone. Yeah. And they got a Dr. Pepper sauce, a hot sauce, lemon pepper.
Cinnamon maple.
Oh,
yeah, they got this buffalo joint, man. It's garlic parmesan, bro. But I just discovered something tonight. I'm calling it spun meatballs. Don't y'all take my idea, but it's spun meatballs, man.
Hey, man, we'll talk about that off air. We ain't got time for no goddamn meatball sandwiches and shit.
Not meatball sandwiches, bro. Spun meatballs.
All right. Hey, Reed, do us the honors of hitting us with the would you rather. You made me curse last week on air. I got to quit swearing because my mom watches the show sometimes. She's like, you show us cussing a lot.
Now you're going to stop. Now you're going to stop cursing and curse the whole show.
Big games, mom. I'm sorry.
That's cursing too.
I know. That's why I did it.
Yeah.
I tend to say some awful wrong words.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
She might be asleep now anyway.
Just know
she leaves early like she did that game, that blowout game, and went to bingo. She had to drop Jay Stoggs off at Whataburger.
Word. Because that shit was out of hand. Y'all ain't gonna win. you don't want me to suffer through that.
What was that score again?
60-66.
63-6, man. True story, before I even say this, and I know you're going to laugh, my last game in high school, varsity, we was actually playing Sam Houston. Bowie Vol, class 03, we were playing Sam Houston. We needed to win this game, we would have went to the playoffs. We got our ass whooped. I believe the score of that game, Jay Stoss, you would have left it. That son of a bitch was what, 63-7 or something like that?
I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
It's a true story.
Because it sounds like when
the band walked off the field, he would have left that with the band.
Yeah. That shit was bad. Yeah. Yeah, when everybody's coming back. Yeah.
And I know we gotta get going, but now y'all gotta be wondering. Jay Stoss, you play ball. What's the worst beating you ever got? What's the worst loss?
Oh man, golly. I think ours was against Lamar High School. And man, it was bad, bro. People were faking injuries, so they didn't have to go back out. That's how bad it was. It was just bad, man.
That's pretty damn bad right there, dog. That's when you know you are suffering an ass.
We got beat bad that game. And then what made it look, that season was a mother. No. Because
y'all still almost made the playoffs?
No, we didn't even make the playoffs. We had Pascal on our schedule. We went down there to play Pascal. Listen, we had twice as many people as Pascal had. Listen to what I'm saying. We had twice as many players than what Pascal had, and them some bitches still beat us. They still beat us. We was down there talking mad shit. We were talking to purple people.
We talking about purple people eating us ass right now.
Your team was bad.
Yeah, we were.
What's going on with this?
I only got two of them tonight. Would you rather bungee jump or skydive?
Skydive.
Neither. I'm doing J Stars. Neither one. I'd rather do neither one of them.
I skydive because I've done it before. Bungee jumping, just something about it. Man, if that thing snaps.
Well, shit, what if the parachute don't come out?
That's what I'm saying.
Parachute to come out. Because you also have a secondary.
What if both of them don't?
Oh, shit.
Nigga, you free fall.
You can still survive.
Wallace don't like these put his life in danger games at all. He said the same shit about the Jaguar, the Panther,
and the snake.
He said neither one of them.
Real talk, bro. Real talk. Look,
hey, man.
I don't want to fall 50,000 feet in the air.
You can survive that.
Fuck that.
Wow. Landing a bale of hay.
No, people have survived that. I'm just letting you know.
People have. That doesn't mean I will.
People have survived bungee accidents.
No, they haven't.
All right. Whatever. Yeah.
What if they put the bungee around your neck?
That's called lynching, not bungee jumping. It's a different.
No. This is a different type of bungee, bro. It's great.
I've seen too many incidents with bungee jumping. I don't trust the big ass rubber band.
Exactly.
And even that episode of Fresh Prince, that scared the shit out of me when that dude was trying to propose to Hillary.
And Hillary Banks, will you marry me?
Yeah.
And Will said, I don't think you're supposed to do that. Oh, shit. Hey, man, I'm going to skydive. I'm skydiving. I had to pick one or the other. I'm going to skydive. Because, I mean, I get in airplanes, and I'm not crazy about it, but you know, that parachute. I'm not just going to voluntarily go jump off no ledge with no rubber band on me. Nope, not happening.
Or a bridge or shit like that. No, I'm not.
Man, sometimes, if you're driving in Atlanta, you putting your life in danger. That's for sure.
You said in Atlanta?
Yeah, in Atlanta, Houston, New York, Chicago, L.A.
You know how I go down in Atlanta.
Boy.
Shit, Dallas almost as bad now. Y'all been on 635 lately?
Man, I try not to, but yes.
That's
low.
All right, last one to end the show. Would you rather have a threesome with a mutual friend or a stranger?
A stranger.
Why it take you so long, big guy?
The trap, dog. The trap. I don't know. God damn it. Stranger. Shit.
Wait, why are you licking?
I was like, if I be real still, they'll think I'm frozen.
We knew you were froze.
I know you see the flag in the back moving, but I was like, I'm gonna be froze right now. I ain't gonna answer.
We knew you weren't frozen because you kept doing this with your lips. Like you wouldn't say something like, nah, if I say the wrong thing.
You're like an old man chewing his water, huh? Like,
it's a trap.
Wallace, that's a trap game right there. Because
turn around, it's a trap. Like,
y'all so crazy. Then would you rather, what mutual friend was you thinking about?
Exactly. Like, that's why I said stranger, bro. Let's go.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's stranger.
Oh, yeah, you're stranger. All the way. Stranger, all the way.
Well, because there will not be a would you rather short this week.
Now, put that up there because you know what? There might be some people like, oh, a mutual friend that way. Hey, nah. No. Because it'd be awkward. It'd be awkward. Hey, remember that time? You, me.
Huh?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, nah.
What?
A stranger. You don't want a mutual friend. It's too close.
Be looking at them very differently.
Oh boy.
Wow.
What's that song? How that song go read?
You know what your wife
the one you like? The song you like.
Lord.
Lick my booty hole. Hey, what?
Says pink in my booty hole. Wrong. And all right, like a bitch.
The DVSE. Thank you for tuning in. The musicologist A. Reed, the buff nerd J. Stoggs, I'm your boy J. James. Thank you all for tuning in. Until next week, peace.